take responsibilities is everything on the game, on the pitch. Nowadays, I think one of the problems with players, you know, that they are willing to get instructions, you know, do this, do that, and I think you need more players that they are able to take responsibility about what happened on the pitch. Today, a friend of mine was telling me a great story about Bob Paisley and Souness. I didn't read the book that I will buy probably once I leave the studio here. Quiet Genius, no? I think okay. is the title. And looks that at that time, Liverpool paid £300,000 pounds for Souness, and looks that Souness was, after a few training sessions, asking Bob, "What do you want me to do?" What he said, "We pay £300,000. We expected you to know what to do." You know, in this case, I think you need players that are able to take responsibility. Players that you know they are tough enough. You know, they are not worrying to make mistakes, and you know this is key.
Yeah, the book's about Jeff Twentyman, who's one of the most famous Liverpool scouts. Well, probably the most famous Liverpool, but maybe one of the most famous ever. I think Si Hughes did the book with him as well. So
his son cuts my hair.
Jeff Twentyman or Si Hughes?
Well, not Si Hughes. I've seen Si's hair, nah. Jeff Twentyman's son.
Oh. Yeah, it does look interesting. Yeah, it's just come out, and I'll be giving it a look as well.
I would like to point as well about the last question. Many people connect success with result. You know, you have won, you have been successful. You arrive to the last stage of the Champions League, you have been successful. But I think success has a great definition. Don't be connected with the result. That is the peace of mind of knowing that you got the best from the resources you had. And I think, under this point of view, Liverpool has been successful this season, whatever happened in the last two games.